The number of new COVID-19 infections in Arizona continues to drop. The state health department reports 2,751 this week after more than 7,300 last week. But at the same time, the number of deaths reported in the state remains fairly high, 128 this week and 192 last week. And a highly transmissible subvariant is making its presence felt on the East Coast. With me to talk about what's happening now is Dr. Nick Staub with the Maricopa County Department of Public Health. Dr. Staub, good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to ask first off about the number of new infections that we're getting. And I wonder how believable are these numbers given how many people are testing and how many people are testing at home and maybe not reporting their positive results at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, you're right on there. We are not getting all of the positive tests that are being conducted in people's homes, nor are people necessarily testing when they're sick and symptomatic. So, you know, we really look at these numbers and we look at the trends. We see the trend going down. And so that is definitely something that we're hopeful about. We also see the number of hospitalizations going down. And that's a metric that we can kind of trust much more because we're still definitely testing in hospitals.
Right. So I guess in terms of like trying to figure out how many people actually are positive with COVID, is the real question trying to figure out how much of an undercount the official numbers are?
You know, I don't think we spend as much time thinking about, you know, relatively how much of an undercount is it. You know, we really look at what is the impact on our healthcare systems. How are we seeing, you know, as you mentioned, what are the number of deaths that are being attributed to COVID? What are those hospitalizations? That is more meaningful to us, especially as we move now into the third year of COVID-19 and kind of looking at it to fall into some particular patterns, much as influenza or RSV have done.
Sure. What do you make of the fact that in general, still every week in Arizona, more than 100 people are dying from COVID-related illnesses?
So, you know, the state came out with numbers about being vaccinated and looking at the relative risk of death in those who are vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Individuals who are unvaccinated are 49 times more likely to die than those who have received their updated booster. So, and we know that we only have just about 10% of eligible individuals in Maricopa County having received that booster. So there's a lot of work to be done here to make sure that people understand what their risk is, that they get vaccinated. And then also at the same time, don't forget, we still have a lot of flu transmitting out there. And so get both of those vaccines. They're both very good at protecting from severe illness and death.
Right. What are you seeing from the new subvariant, especially on the East Coast, where it's far more prevalent than it is in other parts of the country? And what are you seeing there? And what does that tell you about what we might expect when it invariably gets here?
Yeah, so the new subvariant XBB.1.5 is more transmissible than previous Omicron subvariants. And that is just what viruses do. As they mutate, they become more transmissible. When any particular subvariant is much more transmissible, it becomes the dominant variant, as we've seen back on the East Coast. So, you know, more than 70% of sequenced variants right now in New York City are testing for XBB.1.5. Here in Maricopa County, we only saw about 1% back in December. That number is increasing in January. So especially with upcoming large events and a lot of travelers coming to Arizona, we expect that we will see more of XBB.1.5.
And I guess to your point earlier about the impact of all this on the healthcare system, it seems as though each variant and subvariant is maybe more transmissible than the last, but also maybe a little less dangerous, especially for folks who are vaccinated. Is there a concern about the potential impact on hospitals and the general healthcare system here once this new subvariant is more prominent? Or are you confident that, you know, people might not feel great but won't have to go to the hospital necessarily?
You know, so far, looking back at the East Coast, where we see more of XBB.1.5, there's really no evidence that it is more severe, is causing more severe disease. That just takes more time, though, really to know and really look at the number of hospitalizations, number of deaths, which are always kind of a lagging indicator when these subvariants become dominant. So we will be watching very closely those areas that have seen a predominance. But again, anytime we see many more infections, that's inevitably going to lead to more hospitalizations. So, you know, it definitely is something that we want to control. And really the best way to control that is not only vaccination, but everything that we've been doing and trying now for 3 years, you know, staying home when you're sick is really important, staying away from others. And so we're going to keep getting that message out there.
Right. So you mentioned some big events coming up. Obviously, the Phoenix Open is coming up early next month. The Super Bowl is going to be here. Those are pretty high profile events that bring a lot of people from a lot of different places. What kinds of things are you doing? Is your agency doing to try to prepare for that? Maybe get a particular message out and maybe work with hospitals and other healthcare providers to, you know, get ready for what might be coming.
You know, every year for these large events and for Super Bowls in the past, the department does what we call increased surveillance, essentially just monitoring more closely, you know, what are those illnesses that are being reported to hospitals? What are we seeing at these events? We work very closely with local jurisdictions, cities, towns, EMS services to kind of see what's out there. So we'll be watching it closely, but the same messages are out there. You know, if you're planning on attending any of these large events, oftentimes they're crowded, you know, consider all those things that, you know, can keep you safe from these respiratory infections, being vaccinated. You know, again, if you're sick, please don't go and congregate in these large crowded settings. And we'll kind of see what comes after we have all of our visitors.
All right. That is Dr. Nick Staub with the Maricopa County Department of Public Health. Dr. Staub, thank you as always for your insights. We appreciate it.
Thank you.